This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The House approved a special committee to probe the violent attack as police officers who were injured fighting that day watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines. Just two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, voted yes with Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week says she would have preferred an independent panel lead the inquiry, but Senate Republicans blocked that.
It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen.
Some Republican lawmakers say they might not assist with the investigation. Others say they fear the Democrats will make it too political. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Comedian Bill Cosby has returned home after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out his sexual assault conviction Wednesday. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
When he first arrived home, Cosby flashed the V for victory sign. He appeared before reporters but did not speak.
Mr. Cosby, how you feeling? Are you happy to be out?
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled Cosby had an agreement with a previous prosecutor that he would not face charges in the case brought by District Attorney Kevin Steele. Lawyer and legal analyst Priya Sapori says this ruling covers just the Andrea Constand case.
There is nothing in this decision that would prevent any of the number of alleged victims of Bill Cosby from coming forward and attempting to prosecute their cases.
Four justices formed the majority that ruled in Cosby's favor. Three others dissented. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 0.61%, the S&P added 0.13%, but the NASDAQ dropped by 0.17%. You can find more on our website. This